See the day that you my old girl. Now I'm stuck here hollering at old girl. Got one, got two, three, four girls. Shotgun in a drop, made a right. Hut one, hut two, told them take a hike. Then it's on to the next, on to the next one. Hard to move on when you always regret one.
I wonder sometimes, I wonder if I was wrong.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. And I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite. Glad to have everybody in the building ready to chop up game with me. Today's show is brought to you by NarsBusiness.com. That's where you can go and get your investment game on, get your financial game on. And also, today's show is brought to you by BrotherhoodOfTheGame.com. That's where you can chop up game with other players such as yourself. Also, you guys, don't forget to check out the United Players of America website. Go to upasite.com. Message board with a lot of players chopping up game 24/7, all day, every day. And don't forget to come check me out. Come join me. Come chop up game with me live in person on the Man Up Tour, because it's time for these cats to man up with their game. We got a couple of weeks for New York, people. I'm going to be in New York in a couple of weeks, July 10th at the Florence Gould Theater, Manhattan. All my East Coast people, go get your discount tickets today at maclessons.com. July 10th, people. All my Bay Area people, Oakland, Frisco, Berkeley. I'll be in the Bay Area August 7th. Saturday night, go get your tickets, maclessonsradio.com. In Atlanta, me and Alexis Tyler, August 14th at the Seven Stages Theater. Atlanta's going to be off the hook. We're damn near sold out for Atlanta, and we still have a month and a half left. So Atlanta, go get your tickets. It's going to be the hottest game in town, August 14th. And I'm doing schools all over the place, too. I'm going to be at the Fort Valley University, August 10th. I might be at the University of Austin, Texas. They're contacting me now. We're working something out with the University of Austin, so we're working that out. So I'm all over the place. All you schools, you want me to come spit hot fire, hit me up at info@tariqelite.com. We got a lot of people calling up. Let me see who's on the phone. We got people all over the place. Hello?
Hey, what's up, Tariq?
What's going on? Who is this?
This is Ray from Atlanta.
What's up, Ray? How you doing, player?
I'm good, man. Just got some work, you know. Another day, another dollar.
There you go. So you're coming to the seminar on August 14th, right?
Dan Skippy, sir.
Absolutely. What's on your mind today, player?
What's on my mind? I'm trying, you know, I got this girl, and we're about to do that first date. I'm trying to keep it real Mac-ish, though.
Okay, so
what's like a Mac-ish idea for a good date, you know?
First date. You going on a first date now. Now, you sound like a young guy. How old are you?
I'm about 26, you know. Because I'm trying to stop the whole movie and dinner thing, because that's just played the fuck out.
Yes, it is. And how old is the young lady?
So she's about, you know, she's doing her 22, I think 20, 22, something like that.
Okay, that's a cool little age. So what you do, you don't want to go out of your way to act like you're trying to impress the young lady, because that's the problem. You got
Hello?
Too many. Can you hear me, player?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, so you shouldn't go out of your way to try to impress her on the date. See, that's the problem. A lot of cats will go on dates and try to floss their money and try to go to expensive places to show that they're a baller. You don't want to have that trick vibe. And plus, in Atlanta, we're trying to get rid of that trick vibe down in Atlanta. So you want to keep it real simple. Take our ass down to Gladys Knight Chicken and Waffles right over there in Midtown. They still have it over there?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Cutting out on me, man.
Okay, let me just spit this game and just listen to the playback. But like I said, man, take our ass down to Gladys Knight Chicken and Waffles and charge that shit to the game. Let me take a couple of more calls before I get into some game. Hello, who's calling?
How you doing, Tariq? What's going on, brother?
What's going on, player? Who's calling?
Man, I just called in to check out what y'all talking about today. If not, I got a subject for you.
What's up? What's on your mind? What you got?
I'm talking about, we just went past Father's Day. And I got a little pissed looking at, I'm on Facebook looking at some of the statements and the statuses where they're giving out salutes and kudos for Father's Day with stipulations. Stipulations like, oh, if you're in your father's life, happy Father's Day. Are you active and doing this? Happy Father's Day. I'm like, wait a minute. Just give out a happy Father's
Exactly.
Day. They know whether or not they're good fathers or not.
Absolutely.
You don't have to dissect this shit.
I understand that wholeheartedly, man. It's just a whole lack of respect that a lot of these women have, and brothers have to start checking them, because the thing is, it's so hard for them to give props. They always got to throw something slick in before they can give somebody props. Not all of them, but there's too many women who do that. We don't do that on Mother's Day. We like, oh, happy Mother's Day if you ain't on crack. Happy Mother's Day if you ain't a double dick clutcher. We don't do that. We just give up props to whoever deserves it. If you deserve it, that's cool. So they give up reluctant props, and we have to start checking women on that, fellas. I blame these dudes out here for allowing these women to have such a disrespectful aura, but I digress. But thanks. That's a good topic, though, man. Thanks for the call, player. Man. Anyway, I was looking at some on the History Channel last night. The History Channel did a special call, Who Really Discovered America? And I was like, wow, that's interesting. I got to check that out. I know they're not going to tell the truth, or if they tell the truth, they're going to tell a half-truth. And it was some BS, man. They talked about the presence of all these different nations or nationalities. They talked about everybody's presence except the African presence in the Americas before Columbus. And the evidence that they had for all of these other nationalities, it was so flimsy. A lot of it was speculation. A lot of it was hearsay. But there was no really concrete evidence. And they did a whole 2 hours about this thing. They were talking about how the Vikings possibly discovered America, and the only evidence they had was a Norwegian coin somewhere found where the state of New York is now. They were saying that the Polynesians may have been to South America years before Columbus. They were saying that the Irish probably have been here. They were saying that some Jewish people probably came here and intermixed with Native American tribes. They were saying everybody except the Africans. And the most evidence that we have shows that there was an African presence in the Americas before Columbus, before a lot of people. There's whole books about this. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, okay, they purposely left it out because it's impossible to not know this stuff. The people at the History Channel, they know exactly what's up. The History Channel is really a propaganda channel. Because when I look at it and they talk about Egypt, they always have like Mexicans portraying Egyptians, and they know exactly what the Egyptians look like. I posted up a picture that I took from the Cairo Museum on my Facebook page, and it was this black ass Egyptian on a tomb. So they know exactly what these people look like. That's why they do these propaganda pieces, and people really need to get hip to what they do and stop believing what they see on the Discovery Channel and the History Channel. The only historic channel that talks about real history that I can give some props to is the BBC, and I've said that before. The BBC will tell at least most of the truth. They have no problem really giving it up, but television over here, they are really full of BS when it comes to giving your history, black folks who are listening out there. That's why you guys had to come out and chop up game with me. But again, I'm watching this special and I was almost getting mad, but I had to understand what their agenda is, because they know what the real presence in this country was before the Columbus expedition and all that. There's books that you can read, people. Go check out this book called They Came Before Columbus. There's so much evidence that there was an African presence in the Americas before any European came here. There's big, giant African headstones found all over South America. There's pyramids found all over South America. They didn't talk about that on the special. There's hieroglyphics. They didn't talk about that on the special. There's African carvings and artifacts. There's gold that was found from Africa. It's a whole thing, and even written accounts from Spanish explorers said that they interacted with Negroid looking people who were living amongst the Native Americans. So there's a lot of books on this. There's another book called Africans and Native Americans you guys can check out. So that's why you guys really need to come on out if you want to get a real history lesson mixed in with some game. You need to come to my seminar so you can learn the truth, because we have to know ourselves. In order for your game to be tight, you have to know who you are, you have to know where you came from, and you gotta be thorough about knowledge. But I digress. Let me get a couple of more calls. Just had to get that one off my chest. What's up? Who's calling? Hello?
Hey, what's good? What's going on?
What's going on, man? Who's calling? What's your name?
What's cracking? This is Count Anthony yet again.
What's up, Count Anthony? Where you from again, player?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore, Maryland, man. That's what's up. What's on your mind, Count Anthony?
Okay, real quick. Let me just ask you this question. What do you say to this? I'm going to question my brother who likes to read books and keep up on current events. I always keep my knowledge on type of thing.
Yes.
And I deal with a lot of females that are intimidated by that. It's not necessarily I'm trying to, you know, down them out, because I'm always playing the laid background, but they see me reading or doing something, and they always have the phrase, oh, man, you know, I'm so intimidated. You're always reading books and this, that, and the other. I don't know, because you're just so smart. I mean, what do you say to, how do you respond to something like that?
No, that's very common. See, we have this myth that there's a bunch of dumbass dudes and a bunch of Einstein women out here. That's the myth. The thing is, man, there's a bunch of women, especially in our community, in the black community, that date down. And I was just talking about this on the Foxhole Radio show last week. A lot of sisters, and I'm assuming that a lot of the women you deal with, are they sisters, mixed, what are they?
Black sisters, of course.
Okay. A lot of sisters will date down. A lot of sisters are intimidated by intelligent men or men who have it together, because men like that, women say, okay, he's bougie, so I'm not going to mess with him. Or he looks like he likes white women. I've heard, had women say that to me before. They say, you seem like you like a white woman. What does that mean? You know what I'm saying? So they like a dude who's kind of on that thug, gangster, street vibe, because they are psychologically above that, and they can control that, and he's not a threat to them. And women like that will get a guy like that to, they'll control him, and they feel like if they can control the guy, he won't leave him. So that guy is easier to deal with than a guy who's intelligent, because if you have your thing together, that means she's going to have to get her thing together. You understand that?
Right.
That means she's going to have to step it up psychologically. She knows that you have options. She knows that she can't just let herself go with a man who has options. With a dusty, thug-ass, drug-dealing, jailhouse dude, she can be as fat and as sloppy as she wants to be. She can be as raggedy. She don't have to cook. She don't have to clean. She doesn't have to have standards with a lackluster guy. You dig? So you stay on top of your game. See, the problem is, guys like you, you feel like you have to dumb yourself down in order to fit in. So you don't do that. I'm saying that to you. You stay on top of your game, and if a female ain't rising up to your level, charge her to the game, all right?
That's the conclusion. That's what I shall do. Appreciate that.
All right, brother. All right, man. Y'all stop dumbing yourself down for these girls, man. That's the problem. I know a lot of cats who do that. Cats be trying to be thugged out and gangster just so they can impress women. That dude Plies, the rapper. That dude Plies, and I'm not dissing the guy. I mean, he's making money with the rap game, and, you know, it's the rap game is the WWE. But the thing is, when you hear this dude talk, this guy sounds like a valedictorian. And then when he raps, he gets into that whole ignorant southern drawl. And there's a lot of guys like that, a lot of guys who are prep school dudes, and then they dumb themselves down in order to fit in. Damn that. I've never done that. I've never dumbed myself down. I'm like, look, I'm a smart dude. I get my read on, and I can get my street on, but you can be smart and getting your street on too. But I digress. And I'm gonna read this one email from one of my listeners in a moment, which is gonna be the theme of the show. Today's theme is about maintaining your dignity. And that call was reflective of that. Maintaining your dignity. It's very important to maintain your dignity in whatever you do. Should I get one more call? A lot of y'all be hating when I get the calls. I love talking to the listeners. I absolutely love talking to the listeners. Let me get one more call. Somebody calling from France. What's up, man? Who's calling? Hello? Come on, say something, player. You're messing up my momentum. Sound like this nigga's beating his balls. What are you doing in the background, player? Sound like I hear a bottle of cocoa butter opening up in the background. All right, y'all messing up my momentum, so let me just flow with it. All right, I got this email from this young man. I'm not going to say his name, but he sent the email to me from Facebook. And the email says, "What's up, Tariq? I checked out a couple of your shows. I love your books. However, I'm dealing with an interesting situation. I was in a relationship with a coworker." Now, that's strike one. Shouldn't be in relationships with your coworker. That's strike one. It goes on to say, "I was in a relationship with a coworker who was an older woman." Strike two. Because the gentleman, I saw his Facebook page, and he's about 30-something. So when he says older woman, I'm assuming she's like 40-something. Okay. That's strike two, though. The email goes on to say, "Well, she has a lot of baggage, and she has kids that were later revealed to me." Strike three. Let me go on with it. That's not even the end of it. "In short, she had me putting stuff in my name. She convinced me to move out of my apartment and even proposed to her. It wasn't even like she put it on me sexually. There were some good times, but when it was bad, there was a lot of clashing, put downs. She pretty much turned me into a monster. She even turned me against my friends and family. She would even get violent with me. She would talk about other dudes she was used to having. People at the job later revealed to me that they all knew that she was a player. And they wanted to tell me, but it wasn't their place. I pretty much left her alone, and now she messes with another coworker. How should I deal with this?" Now, there's so many strikes in this situation. It's pathetic. And I'm reading this. I'm like, let's look at the strikes, first of all. Strike one, coworker. Strike two, older woman with baggage. Strike three, she had kids that were later revealed to him. So she had kids and didn't even say she had kids. And I'll get on that in a minute. She was turning the guy against his friends and family. Strike four, she was disrespectful, putting him down. There was a lot of clashes. Strike five, she got violent. Strike six, and she's a double clutcher. Strike seven. I mean, come on. And I'm looking at this situation, and I'm like, okay, what was the salvageable thing about this female? I'm looking at this, and there's nothing salvageable about this female. If she wasn't really giving it to you sexually, I mean, she was having sex with the guy, but the way he was saying is that the sex wasn't all that. I mean, I'm thinking that's what he's implying, that the sex was lackluster. So I'm thinking, what was the incentive for dealing with this woman? What were you getting out of it? The only thing I hope he was getting out of it is that the woman was attractive. She was an older, attractive woman. And that's the thing with black females. I will give black females that. Black women do age very well. And the thing is, fellas, a lot of players don't know this, man. There are a lot of old ass black women out here that's going to the clubs, and they're old and a motherfucker, who still look good, but they got a lot of miles on them, more miles than you think. You got black women out here in their late 40s, early 50s, still up in the club looking real good, and you guys don't even know it. See, because black women can get away with lying about their age. You know, black women be 60 years old. You be like, "Hey, baby, how old are you?" "I'm 29. They can get away. Like, white women can't really get away with that. Because white women start, after 30, they start looking every bit of their age. Y'all see that show, The Housewives of Atlanta? They had this chick named Kim Zolciak, this white lady on there with the housewives. And she was talking about she's 29 and nobody believed it because she looked like she was 49. See, the sisters can get away with that. There's a, I'm telling you guys, a lot of cats don't know that. There's some old sisters out here. You see them, they look good. They be on Facebook posing with their homegirl, and the homegirl is really her granddaughter. But she don't tell you that. These women are old, my dude. And the thing is, the way you can tell, that's why I'm into feet. You can tell how old a woman is from her hands and from her feet. You can get all the facial cream and all the stuff you want on your face, but those feet will tell the truth. Always look at the women's feet, man. That lets you know everything you need to know about her. Her age, the whole shebang. Because you see a woman, she looks good. The face says new millennium, and them feet say civil rights. Them feet were used to walk to Montgomery, Alabama to boycott back in the 60s. You know, I went out on a date one time years ago with this young lady. Young lady, old lady, I don't know what she was. But she would never tell me how old she was. I only went out on one. I didn't really go on a date with her. I went to her house. I met her at a club. Very good looking chick. She looked like she was about in her 20s, but she had an old swag to her. But just real, very mature swag. I won't say old. She was very mature. But she wouldn't tell me how old she was. I'm like, how old are you? No, a woman never tells her age. So now I'm trying to figure out how old this chick is. So I go to her house. She invites me to her crib. The crib is real nice. It was a little bit too nice for a young chick. It's like she had the house of like a widow, like she had a rich husband and that nigga died and left her some fly shit. And I'm trying to figure out how old this woman is, and she's carrying herself in a very young manner. I'm looking for clues. I'm looking all in her refrigerator. She had a bottle of cold duck. That's an old school drink. How many of y'all remember cold duck? That's from back in the day. I'm looking for all types of clues, and she ain't giving up nothing. I'm looking for pictures. I'm looking for birth certificates. I'm snooping around the house. My whole thing is trying to figure out how old this broad is. I'm not trying to bang her because I'm like, if she's too old, I don't want to knock this woman's hip out banging somebody's nana. But I'm trying to figure out how old her ass is. And she's like, yeah, yeah. You want to hear some music? I said, yeah, I want to hear some music. What kind of music you like? I said, I like rap music. So she put on some rap music. She put on some shit like this.
Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Because I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
So this was her idea of hip rap music. Her ass put on some Curtis Blow. And I'm trying to figure out how old this broad is. So I'm assuming this chick was like in her 40s or something, but I never messed with her. But it was just interesting for me to try to figure out how old this woman was. And the point is, there's a lot of sisters out there who look very, very good, and they got a lot of miles on them. So you got to beware. And with the young man situation who sent me the email, I'm assuming and I hope that this woman looked good. I'm praying that that's the only incentive he had to tolerate this nonsense. Why you would not maintain your dignity in this situation, because he didn't maintain his dignity. Now let's look at the situation. This woman, now she had a lot of baggage, which a lot of older women do. And number one, you never, you never mess with your coworkers. You don't shit and play in the same spot. Your money is your money. You don't never mess up your money. You keep that separate. Keep your money and your recreation separate. Now, this woman had kids that she didn't reveal to him. Now, that's very interesting, players. When you deal with a woman who is secretive about her kids or reveal her kids later on down the line or don't tell you about her kids, that's a real red flag. That's a character flaw. If somebody can deny their children just to get them a little dick or whatever they're trying to do you really want to be in a situation with that? And this goes for men and women. Women, if you're dealing with a dude who's the same way, you got dudes out here denying their kids, that's a sucker move too. I'm not letting these dudes off the hook at all. That's a punk ass move for anybody to be denying of your kids just to get you some ass or just to get you some dick. That's a sucker move. But when a woman does that, when a woman can disassociate herself from her kids just for some dude, that's not really the kind of female you want to be serious about. There's something wrong with that person. Because if this person can disassociate themselves from their children and basically throw them under the bus, what do you think they'll do to you? They would have no problem throwing you under the bus. It's going to be downhill for you. Now, as far as this female getting violent with the guy, I talked about that in the 7 levels of disrespect. I talked about that a million times. If you allow one disrespectful act, other disrespectful acts will follow and they will escalate and it will turn violent eventually. Excuse me. Now, the thing is that got me was that the guy said the people at the job knew that she was a player. Now, let's look at that for a minute. Let's look at that for a minute. Ladies, let me talk to my ladies out there. Some of you do. Some of you guys have this thing where they're like, Tariq, I'm dealing with a woman who's a player. Women are not players. I want y'all to listen to me. Ladies, just because you got a bunch of dudes that you're laying up with, a bunch of dudes you're trying to lay up with, that does not make you a player. A lot of women have this penis envy thing where they feel like if a guy can do something, a woman can do it. If a guy can be a player, a woman can be a player too. And I've discussed this a million times. A guy who is a player, his bargaining chip is his mouthpiece. He can get women by saying the right things. He can get a woman on lock by spitting some tight verbal game. That's how players get women on lock. Their mouthpiece, that's their bargaining chip. With women, that's not the case. What gets a man on lock, for the most part, is your vaginal region. Your bargaining chip is your vagina. That's your bargaining chip. Or your mouth, and not the words, the oral cavity of your mouth. That's your bargaining chip. Sexual conquest, sexual liaison, that is your bargaining chip. That doesn't make you a player. If your bargaining chip is sexual, that's hoeing. See, a lot of y'all try to escape from that. You try to put titles on something that is not. You want to lay up with a bunch of dudes and double clutch and be like, hey, I'm a player. No, that's hoeing. Flat out, plain and simple, it's not I'm being a woman who's taking control of my sexuality. Y'all got all this BS that you put on hoeing. Hoeing is hoeing. It's always been hoeing. It always will be hoeing. Whether you get paid or not. You a free clutcher or a fee clutcher. Hoeing is hoeing. So you're not players, ladies. And to the gentleman who sent the email, you have to look at yourself. Because this woman was violent. This woman had a lot of baggage. This woman was older. This woman had a lot of miles on her. And now she's messing with somebody else at the job. And he asked me, how should he deal with it? You shouldn't deal with it. What you should do is learn from it. You should learn how to maintain your dignity. You should learn not to dig in the bottom of the barrel. Because that's what you were doing. When you dig in the bottom of the barrel, you get bottom of the barrel results. You always maintain your dignity because you can't control what these idiots out here doing. There's some people out here that's messed up. You have a lot of people out here in the dating game who just have, they've been traumatized, messed up things have happened to them. That is their journey. We can't do anything about that. We can't change these people. We have to just say, understand and acknowledge what their journey is, and we have to do what we have to do to maintain our dignity. Because your dignity is something that cannot be taken away. It's something that you voluntarily have to relieve. And a lot of you guys will relieve your dignity for these women with really no bargaining chips. I mean, back in the day, a guy could relieve his dignity for a woman who pussy whooped him. I can understand that. You're dealing with a woman and she put it on you so good, you're like, damn. fuck this shit. I'm about to quit my job. I'm about to quit school. I can understand that because there's a major bargaining chip. I don't agree with it, but I can understand it. I can understand a guy throwing away his dignity for a woman who's real fly, real beautiful. I don't agree with it, but I can understand it. But these dudes now, man, you're throwing your lights away for women who ain't got it going on at all. I mean, really, what is that about, dudes? Y'all gotta have some sort of dignity. I hear these horror stories but from these dudes talking about the women they deal with. Man, I dealt with this woman. She's crazy. She shot at me. Man, she fucked my daddy. She robbed me at gunpoint. The kids ain't mine. She lied on me. I'm like, okay, what's she look like? And you take a look at her, and they look like Michael Clark Duncan with dookie braids. I'm like, man, you throwing your life away? You going through all this for that? Where is your dignity, man? You have to maintain your dignity in the game. No matter what you do, and this transcends man-woman relationships. Anything you do in life, you got to maintain your dignity at your job, at school. Everything you do, maintain your dignity. That's the only thing you have at the end of the day. Your dignity. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Don't forget to go get tickets to see me. Join me. Come chop up gang with me. Come bring your books down to get your book signed. Go to maclessons.com or go to maclessonsradio.com. I will be in New York July 10th. That's in a few weeks. The Bay Area, August 7th. And Atlanta, August 10th. And other cities to be announced. Should I get one more call before I bounce? Let me get one more call before I bounce. What's up? Who's calling?
Hi, this is Johnny, man. Dominican Daddy.
What's up, Dominican Daddy? How you doing, player?
Man, I'm doing fantastic, man. I just picked up your book, The Art of Mac, and from what I read so far, it's a good game, man.
I appreciate that, man. Where you located?
I'm in Northern Virginia, right outside D.C.
There you go. Cool. I was just in D.C. a few months ago doing a lecture, man.
Oh, really? I didn't get to make it. I go to school in Tennessee.
There you go.
I wasn't able to make it.
I feel you. All right, man. I appreciate that. Thanks for the call, player. Let me see who else is on the phone. Now, a lot of calls are coming in. Hello?
Yo, Flex, what's up, man? It's M. Dot in Atlanta.
What's up, M. Dot? How you doing, player?
Man, not much, man. Just getting the city ready for you, man, for the show coming up in August, man. We ready.
It's going to be cracking. This is my boy, M. Dot. He's been helping me out, doing some promotion and all that good stuff. It's going to be cracking. What's the vibe in Atlanta right now?
Man, the vibe is like 100 degrees right now, but we just getting the city ready, man, for you to come spit that ism with Alexis Tyler, man. That's what we're ready for. The street's ready.
It's ready, man, and when me and Alexis is going to bring that heat, it's going to be off the hook down in Atlanta, man. I got a lot of love for Atlanta, and we're going to bring that game back, keeping it real player. All right, thanks for the call, M-Dot. All right, y'all, let me get up out of here, y'all. Thanks for everybody for listening to the show. I'm going to holler at you next week. Peace.